Chapter 8. "Come on up, and I'll give you those homemade ravioli for Jack," Nan said as Lexi dropped them off at the Brookridge Falls Retirement Center later that afternoon. Lexi didn't really have a lot of time to linger, as she had a lot of work to catch up on back at the Cup and Cake, but she supposed it wouldn't hurt to run up and grab the ravioli. Besides, it would make Jack happy, and when Jack was happy, Lexi was happy. "I'm not convinced Henry is the killer," Helen said as she inspected the signs on the lawn to make sure Mario didn't mess with them. "You ask me, Mario is behind this," Ruth tisked. "Let's not jump to conclusions." Helen turned to her. "Don't tell me you have a crush on him. He's nasty." Ruth rankled. "Just because he's your competition doesn't make him a killer. What would his motive be?" "Ladies," Nan stood with her hands on her hips. "We're not very far into the case. We have nothing conclusive so far, so let's not make assumptions." "Uh-oh." Ida's eyes were on something behind Lexi. Lexi turned to see Mario and Endora coming up the sidewalk. Helen's eyes narrowed on Mario.
"If he wants a fight, I'll give him a fight."
Nan's held her hand out in front of Helen. "Now hold on, he's probably just walking up the sidewalk." Mario stopped in front of them, glaring first at Nan's, then at Helen.
"Just what exactly are you people up to?"
"What do you mean? We're going into the building." Ida stepped up to Mario and straightened, as if to try to make herself taller. She was just a tad over 5 feet, so it didn't really accomplish much. "It's a public sidewalk."
"Not that," Endora said in her grating voice. "We saw you at the Confection Connection. You're following us."
"Following you? You're following me, trying to undermine me in the election, moving my signs."
Helen gestured to the signs on the lawn. "And spying on me."
"This isn't about the election. This is about my Rosie. You're trying to get that weasel off that killed her."
Mario pointed a gnarled finger at Nan's.
"I heard you talking to Muriel Maguire. That boy is a killer and should serve time."
"Really? Then what were you doing at the bakery?"
"We weren't at the bakery. We were just in town shopping," Endora said.
Would Mario's presence there necessarily indicate that he was guilty of killing his own granddaughter? She had to admit that Helen might be a little biased in her rivalry with Mario for the president's position.
"Just why are you so concerned about us investigating? Got something to hide?" Ida asked.
"Hide? No."
Mario's eyes misted, and a pang of sympathy pierced Lexi's heart.
"Rosa was a good girl, a talented trapeze artist. She had everything to live for and was cut down in the prime of her life. That's why I'm concerned. I want justice for my granddaughter."
"But what if Henry didn't kill her? What if the police were wrong? Were they having marital trouble?" Nan's asked.
Mario frowned.
"I don't know about any trouble." "But if Henry didn't kill her, then who did?"
He shoved past them, pulling Endora in his wake.
"That's what we plan to find out,"
Ida called after him before opening the door and gesturing for the rest of them to precede her inside. The Brookridge Falls Retirement Center had a big lobby with overstuffed chairs and couches that acted like a social area where residents could gather. There were tables with games and a big screen TV. Several residents were milling about, and Helen made a beeline for them, turning on her campaign trail charm. She shook hands with everyone, reminding them about her campaign promise for the Saturday coffee socials and to vote for her at the election on Friday.
Nance did her best to hurry Helen along, and when she finally broke free, they rushed to the stairway. They were halfway across the lobby when Lexi heard,
"Psst! Mona!"
They turned to see Muriel McGuire standing next to a large potted palm. She was casting furtive glances out the large glass windows in front.
"I saw you being accosted by Mario. Was he telling you some lies about Henry?"
Nan shook her head.
"No. He does seem to think Henry killed Rosa, though."
Muriel crossed her arms over her chest.
"He would. Or maybe he's trying to cover for one of his own family."
She lowered her voice.
"I was just wondering if you'd discovered anything that can clear Henry yet."
"Not yet, but we did discover something that is a bit concerning," Nan said. Muriel's brows knit together.
"What?"
"Henry had some trouble with the police before." Muriel shifted her weight and glanced down at her feet.
"That has nothing to do with Rosa's murder, and besides, it wasn't the big scandal you think it was."
Ida rummaged in her purse, pulled out a napkin-wrapped cookie, and broke a piece off.
"Scandal? I'd hardly call loitering a scandal."
Muriel looked surprised.
"Loitering? Oh, right. That's not really a scandal."
She glanced over at the TV.
"Oh, look, Wheel of Fortune is on. Gotta go."
Muriel practically ran to the TV, and Helen turned to Nan's.
"What odd behavior. What do you think that was all about?"
Nan shook her head slowly, her eyes tracking Muriel as she sat down on the blue sofa in the corner.
"I have no idea, but I know one thing. Henry is starting to look a bit more suspicious. Don't you think?"